Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, Tom has a nosebleed, Josh had a snake, and a pig stops a burglar. Right after this song.
When a moon is hanging out a window, some imbecile is proud of his behind. You've now received way too much info, and the image is burned into your mind. There's nothing grosser than a man with a hairy ass. A man with a hairy ass. A hairy ass. A hairy ass. Doesn't help a girl's libido when you wear a tiny Speedo. You can make it look more dapper if you buy a good weed whacker. It's a problem that you must solve. Even the baboon is more evolved. A hairy ass. A hairy ass. When a girl is lying in a dark room, her brand new lover's naked in her bed. She runs her fingers down his body and lets out a scream that wakes the dead. Her hands are tangled up in his scary, hairy ass. His scary, hairy ass. A hairy ass. A hairy ass.
Yay!
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Oh, yeah, that's where I like it.
Yeah, baby.
Rub your face and your lovers.
This is the one chance we have to not do any of that.
And you're doing it.
Oh, sorry. Hi, welcome back to the show. I'm Chick. That's Christy. That's Josh. That's Ace.
Hey, buddy.
That was nice.
Hey, it was buddy. Nice.
It was very friendly, yeah.
Our adorable leader had to step out because he has a bloody nose.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Finally happened. I punched him right in the face.
Wow. He was just sitting here and started bleeding?
Yep. I don't know if he was picking. Was he picking?
He had to have been picking.
I think 90% of nosebleeds start with a pick.
Of course.
Absolutely.
You have to.
Get your finger out of your nose.
Yeah. Do you get bloody noses often?
Only when I pick. No, well, not every time. No, I'd say maybe, once every 2 years, maybe? What about you?
No, but my daughter does, and it'll happen at the worst times. Like in the movie theater, it just starts gushing. It's awful. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Sophie's had some problems with her nose before. I don't know what it is. Really? I don't know why.
Does she have a deviated septum?
I don't think so. One of her friends was over yesterday, and he said, oh,
tell
I drive
me everything.
By. No, he goes, I drive by you all the time, and I go, am I picking my nose? And he goes, no, I haven't noticed that anyway.
Well, Tom's back in the room here.
Back.
He's holding tissue to his nose, clamping.
Still bleeding?
Clamping his nose shut.
Doesn't everyone pick their nose in their car when they're driving?
I think so.
Bleeding like a son of a bitch.
I'll admit it.
It's bleeding crazy?
Yeah, I got to lean forward for the next few minutes.
No, I thought you leaned back.
No, they say don't do that now.
Don't lean back.
Well,
lean
forward, you're going to bleed more.
No.
That's stupid.
No, you just stay normal.
You have to pinch it.
You got to pinch it.
Yeah.
Don't you have to put ice on it?
Pinch it off. Pinch it off, Tom.
I put some ice over there, so.
What?
I put some ice over there for you.
Why does you covering your nose affect your hearing?
That's a good question.
He's not wearing his headphones.
Oh.
Well, you can still hear you
speak.
Put
your headphones on, weirdo.
I can't take my hand off my head.
I can't take my eyes off.
Christy's walking over to place the headphones onto your head. Oh, this Oh, I can see the blood. Get out of here.
Oh, jeez. What did you do? Did your nose actually come off your face? What's going on?
I started getting these when I was on vacation. I think it was the salt water.
Are you dizzy?
You know what's weird is I sound like Jumbo the Elephant.
Well, I think that's how Jumbo achieves that sound.
No, Jumbo has a big trunk.
You're right. I'm sorry. I misspoke. Okay.
Go ahead. Where are we done with
sports?
We're
done with sports. We're going to Christy. What's up, Christy? What's going on?
I'm looking up to see if nosebleeds are a sign of anything bad. You take a lot of antihistamines and decongestant?
You can find anything.
No, I had a really bad sneeze. Uh-oh, I got another one.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Jumbo the Elephant.
Oh, hi, Jumbo.
Hey, what the hell, Tom? You're stealing my act.
Right. Oh, my God. There's going to be blood everywhere.
Yikes. Should we call a doctor?
I'll be fine.
Did you just sneeze blood everywhere?
Christy, does it look like you're watching an episode of Dexter?
Yes, it does. But the two most common causes of nosebleeds are dry air.
And pretentiousness.
And nose picking.
I told you. Were you picking before it started?
No.
Be honest. You never pick your nose, really?
You take a blood thinner?
I was just eating a boiled egg.
Oh, God, not a boiled egg.
That's the number three cause of bloody noses, boiled eggs.
This happened to me on vacation.
Tell me everything.
I think
you had any trauma to the
dryness of salt water. Could we move on? Are we done with sports?
I guess so.
So, Jumbo, how's it going?
He hung up.
Oh, okay. Great. we were talking about the guy feeding the bears?
Yes. This is very
true. Yeah, so he was
food out in the backyard for the bears.
Yeah, find 1,000 bones.
Just trying to be nice.
For $1,000, you should be able to ride the bears, don't you think?
Yeah. Why would you want to ride a bear, though?
Have you ever been to a bear ride?
No, never.
They usually end abruptly.
But before they end, they're really fun. Okay.
Sorry, kids. We got to shut this down.
You think they serve weird stuff at minor league baseball games to eat? The bear's eating Phil Johnson.
It was almost, before there were pony rides, there were bear rides.
Bear rides.
Sure.
Yeah. Keeping them on four legs is tough.
Can you...
What?
This is another one of those situations. Can you imagine what would be going on if I had a bloody nose? Just go home.
You'd be asked to leave.
You're disrupting everything. Just get out of the room.
I'm not doing it. I'm just sitting here bleeding.
It is kind of all of our dreams come true. I heard ice on the back of your neck helps, is what I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would ice on the back of your neck?
Or actually, ice in your ass.
Really?
Actually.
Yeah, I think if you, I've always heard jamming a popsicle up your ass.
No, not a popsicle. Don't be silly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
An ice cube.
Yes.
And it makes the sphincter contract, and it makes all the sphincters.
The nostrils will then.
My medical training's correct. I think the sphincter in your nose will contract, and it'll stop the bleeding.
All right. Well, we can get Tom some ice.
Well,
we got a nice new scoop.
If I have to put a cube of ice up my bottom, I'm going to have to remove my Chick McGee bobblehead that I keep in there every morning just to remind me how close we are.
I don't know if that's affection or something.
Yeah, I got to see
voodoo
if this thing
going on there.
It's unsettling. Is
I'm going to do a test, see if this is still bleeding.
Yeah, why don't you?
I'm not looking. I don't want to see.
Just don't blow your nose. That clot will come out.
Oh, there's going to be a big clot up there later.
It's bleeding like crazy.
Oh, my God. Should we call an ambulance?
I'll be fine.
Did you blow your dust air up into your nose?
No.
You did your keyboard and then the old nostrils?
Is there any way you'll listen to me and can we play a best of now and just all leave? How about that?
We can throw Mr. Obvious on. Those are 9 minutes.
Yeah.
We don't have 9 minutes right here.
And that's one of the short ones.
But it's been a while. Edison engineered all those. I'm getting a lot of great suggestions. Someone suggested cramming a tea bag up my nostril.
I've heard that too.
Huh.
And an ice cube in your between your lip and your tooth?
Is it a wet tea bag or a dry one?
It's wet.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, it'll be wet once you put it in there.
True.
It's going to be a wet tea bag, right?
It'll be all a bloody tea bag.
Are you sure,
like,
you don't?
Isn't Bloody Tea Bag a horror movie you were working on, Josh?
Yeah, it was a kind of a mix.
A combo of, porn.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Ice on the back of your neck is what I've always heard. When I had a bloody nose in school, they put an ice on it.
I've never heard that. That's amazing.
Like, is it starting to get red down here?
No, you're
not
maybe,
at all.
Okay, maybe we've stopped the bleeding. Okay, good. Let's move forward.
You all right? You a little shaken?
Yes.
Not stirred. Just
I had a really bad one of these. We were on vacation. I thought it was the salt water getting all dry.
You weren't in the water, were you?
No, good point.
Why would you think it was the salt water? Saline's good for everything. What are you? Why?
Dry out your. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'll figure this out. Let's move forward in the world of news with Christy Lee.
A 14-foot python that went missing during a California wildfire has been found. Redding Reptiles owner Sandra Dodge Strike said the snake was placed in a plastic bin and brought to a home after encroaching flames forced them to evacuate the store. The lavender albino reticulated python named Eris escaped from the bin Saturday. During the search, residents were warned to keep their small pets indoors, even though Dodge Strike said Ares only has an appetite for chickens.
Chickens?
Chickens?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe the snake's never seen a small labradoodle.
Stop. The python was found in a milk crate on Monday.
That's a good
call. This python was huge. Did you see the picture of it? You would have freaked out. Totally freaked out, Tom.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of these lately.
Mm-hmm.
Snakes,
I mean, it had to
loose.
Be that big around. Duh. Big around as a cantaloupe. Oh yeah, it was huge.
Yeah, the loose snake. I'm not a fan. what was the name of the thing?
Purple.
Ares.
Lavender albino.
Lavender albino
reticulated.
Well,
python.
Which is it? Lavender albino. Can't be both, can it?
It says lavender albino.
It's one of those whitish, pinkish looking things. You've seen them.
So I don't know.
Like Britney Spears wore.
Don't act like you're a snake expert, okay?
He had a snake.
He had a snake for like a week, all right?
For a couple years.
Yeah. You did?
So you bring these ladies you go out
so
with.
So sad.
These women.
These women that you supposedly date.
Hang on. Wait a minute. Got to reboot the nose here. Got blood. So you'd bring these women back to your apartment and you'd have a snake?
I had a girlfriend at the time. Yeah, she didn't mind.
She liked the snake?
No, not particularly, but she didn't mind that I had one.
Did she touch the snake?
She thought I was a monster for feeding it mice.
Why? That's what they eat.
I know. But
you
got to
give them live mice. Live mice, too, right? They don't like dead mice?
That's correct, yeah.
Or dead mouse. Thank you.
Yeah, they're not a fan of that kind of music.
Did your snake have a name?
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, well, that explains everything. Was it...
I thought she always looked like a snake.
Were you sure it was a lady snake?
Yes.
How does one know?
The pet store owner told this. The reptile store owner told me. They looked.
You know,
how do they know? Do the
well?
Yeah,
there's
the males
a.
Have you have
a
to little, sex it.
Yeah,
sex
they sexed
the
it.
Do males have a little?
Something.
I don't. I didn't
never
see. I never saw
about
the
it.
Difference between the male and the female.
I think there's a hatch.
A hatch
at the back.
I see.
And it opens or closes.
So, Chick, you're closer than you are. You're closer to being right than you are being like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a hatch?
She turned it over and she kind of, like this thing kind of opened up, this slit sort of thing opened up.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't have gone.
And she goes, oh, it's a female.
Wow.
So in the case of California, there's this giant python that gets loose.
Yes.
But they've got it now.
They have found him.
I am just saying, I'm seeing a reboot of Homeward Bound.
With a python and.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe like a python, one of those lizards.
Uh-huh.
Raccoon.
And a platypus.
The talking raccoon seems to be popular lately.
Yeah.
Venomous duck.
Okay. All right.
Is there anything funnier, though, than a raccoon? They're so cute and funny looking.
They're loaded with disease.
I know. I know they are.
If you see a raccoon, it's probably
when I was growing up, my neighbors had one as a
rabies pet.
Oh.
And it would sit on the back of the couch, and it would just play with your hair. And
you know, judging from what you've told me, I'm guessing the couch was on the front porch in this scenario.
No. It was a very nice trailer. Thank you.
Maybe nice sit on the couch and have your feet in the kiddie pool. That's not bad.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
In the park. That's my raccoon, Zach Brown. He's funny, yeah. Annie.
And you know, to be honest with you, I was surprised that this woman had a raccoon. She would not be the type that you
Mom,
would
I got the nits again. Well, let the raccoon get at it.
It would have been good at that.
Did they get the raccoon?
Did the raccoon have a name? I assume it was like
I can't remember the name, and I honestly don't know where they got this raccoon. But I remember they used to let their like faucet drip in the bathroom, and he would go in there and stick his head.
There's raccoon crap everywhere.
Oh man.
I'm not making this up.
What a filthy, filthy...
Chirping you awake at 3 a.m.
What a filthy childhood you must have had.
No, it was fascinating. I didn't live there.
I just
Someone
Googled
else did.
Top five raccoon names.
Yes.
Well, Rocky has to be number one.
No, I thought it would be.
Roger?
What is it?
Got to be an R name.
Bandit. I bet Bandit's
in. Do you have the drum roll?
That's a rim shot.
I got.
Well, yeah.
I know it's a rim.
I thought you had a drum roll over there.
You're the one with the rim.
Nice beaver.
Oh, no,
no, we're talking about raccoon. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, my fault.
Number five.
It's amazing. Everything you Google, someone's made the list.
Number five, raccoon name.
Top raccoon names.
Rascal.
Yeah?
Rascal.
Not bad.
Number four.
Shadow.
Okay.
Shadow.
Number
three.
Rocket.
Oh, that's from Guardians.
The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Number two,
Miko.
Oh, that's from Pocahontas, the Disney Pocahontas.
And the number one,
and the
raccoon,
number one raccoon name is?
Josh got it. It's Bandit.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
Hey.
So Rocket has upended Rocky, I guess.
Yeah,
yay, Bandit.
It's football time.
Let's get a raccoon in here.
Celebratory.
Well,
somebody's got a clean, tame one.
Yeah, well, they can keep it at home.
Do they talk? Do they...
They chitter? We need to get more guests like tarantula wranglers and stuff in here.
Oh, he would hate
just
that.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen.
Have them crawl all over the desk.
The tiger did it for us. After the tiger episode, we'll never have another animal in here.
Yeah.
We had a giant tiger in here in about, what was it, about a
It wasn't
month?
A giant. It was a baby. It was an adolescent.
It was a baby tiger. It wasn't that big.
It was an adolescent. It was not
no,
even.
As with everything.
Are we talking
you're
about the bowling pin
yes,
tiger?
Yes, you're embellishing.
It wasn't a giant tiger.
Was it
as big as the Hangover
at
tiger?
At best, no.
No,
at
it was
best,
an adolescent.
It was a teenager tiger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it attacked a DJ in Pittsburgh about
well,
a month later.
Well, maybe he didn't ask for it.
I would have. If you go over that story, the Pittsburgh DJ deserved it, and it's about time somebody attacked.
He was fine in here. You just got freaked out. He clawed the chair a little bit, but
he had
you know.
A bowling pin. He was a tiger. He belongs in the jungle.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you on that.
By the way, coming in seventh place for
wait a minute
raccoon name.
Seventh place for a raccoon name.
My what I thought would be number one, Rocky.
I think it's okay. Generational.
What about tiger names? What about tiger? Tony, of course.
I think it has to be generational
six
because
is,
Rocket is so.
Six is Smokey.
Top of mind.
That's an unfortunate
eight,
name.
Eight, Trash Panda, my favorite.
I love Trash Panda.
This list.
Who names their panda?
This list goes 27 deep.
What?
There are more than 27 households with
pet raccoons.
I can't believe that.
There are more
that.
Than 26 names for a raccoon?
Yeah, number 25 is kind of a sad one.
What's
yeah.
that?
Rabies.
I'm
not
no.
Yes.
I'm not this is look. Made up.
Look, here. Come here, rabies.
Rabies.
Yeah. So there you go. Those are the best. Ringo the raccoon, number 14. I like that.
I like Ringo.
Rigby the raccoon, also.
Ringo.
Yeah.
Beatles reference there.
Johnny Ringo.
This is a good one. Zorro.
Hmm.
Oh,
he wears
the mask?
Sure, yeah.
Mask. Then we go to number 10. Tico, Gizmo, Trash Panda, Rocky, Smokey, Rascal, Shadow, etc.
Huh.
Okay.
So for those of you that have a pet raccoon.
Well, there's a lady in Indianapolis doesn't have a pet raccoon, but she does have a pet pig.
Yes.
It might not be able to fly, but does have something else going for him. The pet pig apparently scared away burglars from her home.
Really?
Police said the would-be thieves broke into the house through the back door. The homeowner, who asked not to be identified, but the single mom with four kids says the family not at home at the time.
Single mom, was she a waitress?
Suggested the family's pet pig.
Trying to make ends meet.
Suggests, God, I hate you right now.
You're my favorite one on the show, you know that.
Suggested that the family's pet pig, Dumplin', scared the intruders away before they could take anything.
Honestly, this sounds like something from your childhood.
Dumplin's owner, who acquired the pig from a rescue earlier this year, recommended pigs as pets, saying they're great animals. I never had a pet pig.
No?
I've had a lot of weird animals.
None of your neighbors had a pet pig?
No, never.
Really?
They're apparently great, actually.
I mean, we
very sweet and loyal, aren't they?
My aunt and uncle had pigs on the farm, and when they were little,
they
you know, you'd play
trained.
With them, but we never.
Yeah, this made the national news wire.
The pig stopping the burglars?
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of that national news wire, it's Ernie Pyle Day. Did you know that?
Who's Ernie Pyle?
World War One. World War II correspondent.
Oh, okay.
World War
II. Yeah, very brave.
He was on the news wire a lot.
Yeah, well, no, seriously, this was a national news story that the pig scared the burglars. I mean, you can imagine they
open
the door and all of a sudden
scared.
You hear this. I can't make a pig noise because noise right now because I've got a paper towel.
What do you mean, Arnold? Arnold could watch TV.
Sure,
Arnold changed the channels.
Hollywood certainly is taking note. They're already making a movie about this pig who stopped the burglars from breaking into his house.
Now, what's
what are they
called?
Calling it?
Ham Alone.
Well, you know, Josh, why? Do you know why the burglars ran when they saw the pigs?
No, why?
They figured that the pig might squeal on them.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, the burglars were just trying to save their bacon.
Oh, God.
That joke had a certain amount of style.
This is not one of them.
You know, a pig.
I mean,
a pig would have left the house, but he can't drive. You know why?
Why is that?
Illegal porking.
He's got too many tickets. No. Too many porking tickets.
Too many porking tickets.
Yeah,
I've had enough of this ham-fisted story. Let's move on.
Hey. I'm just saying those burglars got out of their chop chop.
Would a pig eat a slice of bacon? I think he would.
I think
probably,
he would.
Yeah.
Pigs will eat anything they want.
Yeah.
You can. That's why if you kill somebody, you want to find somebody with a pig farm.
I know a pig will go through bones like butter.
The thing is, they're lucky that the pig didn't attack one of the intruders, because then the burglars, I mean, it would have been terrible.
Sure.
They would have probably filed a lawsuit.
When we come back.
Hey, let's take a break. What's coming up,
subject.
Christy?
That joke left a sour taste in my mouth.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.